In this interview is Adu Takic, her first interview after the David John controversy, where one of the women complained about the person that was put on the cover of the David John's book or beauty book, and she never wanted to associate with that. She wrote a message that she don't know anybody look like Adut. And now Adut is responding to the situation. She also told us that she has been contacted by David Jones and they have apologized. She's also happy with the team, and she only blamed this on the response that was given by one of the ladies who apologized. That was the things that she was not happy about it. But the whole interview is in English. These are some of the statements that Adut. This is going to be different from what people were expecting. Adut is a proud Australian who is also very passionate about her modeling career, even though she's still a teenager, at 17 years old, who is going to finish her year 12 this year. She's juggling all this together, and today, here is the interview. We have also asked her about her feelings and also the pressure that she's getting from the South Sudanese community, because modeling is a new thing in that community. Welcome, I'm Jagdeen Kyanko, and share our stories on Facebook.
I haven't acted in the way that people expected me to act. You know, a lot of people are very outraged about it, and this is not the first time I've experienced this type of racism. My main problem wasn't with the racist comment that this lady made. You know, it was so more to do with David Jones apologizing for this woman feeling this way. But we all experience, as you know, culture, we all experience racism on a daily basis. You don't need somebody to bend up to your face and be better enabled for you to realize that, you know, they're being racist or whatever. We encounter racism in so many ways on a daily basis, and this is not the first racist comment to come about me from a Kowani person. So I just decided to not focus so much on, you know, that little thing that's happening and them trying to bring me down, and I'm so much more focusing on the success and whatever I have going on right now. Like my David Jones campaign, you know, I'm the first Sudanese girl to call her use on any of the campaigns. Not just let alone the campaign itself, but even the, you know, the beauty book campaign that this lady made this racist comment on. So it makes me very, very proud, and that's why I'm not even trying so much or let this or dwell over this little situation that's happening. I have personally been contacted by the team from David Jones, the people that I worked with. I have worked with David Jones. I worked with them for 8 days. Throughout this entire experience of shooting the campaign, and I worked with them for 8 days. I met so many different people, and I have personally been contacted by David Jones with an apology. They contacted my management with an apology. They have said their apology numerous times to these articles. And so my thing, I know that it wasn't coming from the entire team. That's why I'm not so much mad or angry about it. I know it was just one person who probably agreed with the lady, and hence why they felt the need to apologize. And that's why I'm not going to sit there and, you know, try to blame the entire team or whatnot, because I know that David Jones choosing me was not a mistake. They didn't choose me as a mistake. So I'm still very proud that, you know, they were able to, you know, see the bigger picture and for the first time use a different girl that was in Khawaja. A lot of people have different opinions on this situation. You know, some people are, you know, mad about David Jones apologizing. Some people are mad about the racist comment. And some people are just, you know, seeing this as, like, seeing the bigger picture in this, that it's not all just negative, you know, trying to see the positive. And that's what I've tried to do. I'm trying to see the bigger picture. I'm trying to rise above this. I have so much going on right now, and, you know, I'm not going to let this little problem, you know, let it get to me or whatever. It's not the first time I've experienced racism, and, you know, everybody having their say on this, you know, I'm not going to sit there and comment on it or say, oh, you know, I'm so upset or whatever. I think the courage came from, you know, just me actually thinking to myself, like, of everything else that I have going on right now and all the success I've been having. And, you know, I'm just trying to look ahead into the future. Like, if I was to sit here and dwell over this now, it's not that I can't. I have every right to dwell on it, but what is it going to get me, you know? David Jones is not the only client that I have worked with or that I will be working with. I have many, many other clients that I've worked with and future clients that might be interested in me. And if I was to, you know, let this little problem get to me. The way I'm handling it right now, I think some clients will see and be like, okay, you know, she handled this very well. She could have, you know, made it into a big deal, or she could have dwelled over it, but she decided to, you know, see the bigger picture in this and be positive about it. And that's what I have decided to do. So I think that's where my courage came from, just the focus of everything else I have going on. I started traveling for modeling at 14. And at first, my mom, you know, it was very hard for her to understand it because, you know, like you said, it's very hard for our Sudanese parents to understand things like this. I just told her, like, please just let me do this one thing. I promise I'm going to do school at the same time. And that's what I decided to do. And that was the only reason my mom really, you know, ever gave me a chance to just let me prove myself. A lot of people doubted me. A lot of people still doubt me at this very moment. And, you know, I've got like 1 month and a half to go of year 12. I've been doing this. My modeling started getting serious in year 10. So I have been traveling and doing school at the same time. And people told me I couldn't pass year 10. I passed year 10. People doubted me in year 11. I had a really tough year in year 11 because everyone was telling me there's no way I'm going to pass. I was not going to school as often. But I just thought to myself, and I was like, I'm going to prove everyone wrong. And that's exactly what I did. I did my work. It's not easy. It's very stressful, you know, especially like year 11 and year 12 are very stressful years of high school. And then when, you know, the pressure of people outside and school and modeling, and, you know, my mom was just telling me, like, you know, if it's getting too much, you're going to have to decide to do one or the other. And there was no way that I was going to, you know, stop my education to go do modeling. And I didn't want to give up my modeling to go do, you know, just to go do my education. So I decided I'm going to do both, and that's what I've been doing. So I travel, you know, overseas a lot. I travel interstate a lot. I travel more days than I actually go to school. But, you know, my education or my schooling is still the same as everyone. I just don't go to school every day. So I still have to do the same amount of work that they have to do. And I still have to hand up work. And so it's not like it's whenever I'm in Adelaide, I go to school, especially times when it gets too hard. And there's times where I have felt like giving up and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to stop modeling. But, you know, so many good opportunities just started coming my way. I was like, there's no way do I really want to, you know, put something that I'm really passionate about, put it aside, you know, just for modeling. I have come this far just for me to come and stop now. So that's been since the day I started modeling, and, you know, the time I started getting recognition. A lot of people, more people are starting to become understanding and, you know, being proud of me now. But at first it was like, you know, they didn't understand it, and they just have this one mindset that modeling they see it as a negative thing, you know, but they never really see the positive side of it because they don't realize, like, it all comes down to the person's determination and mindset and how far they're willing to go. And once, you know, I had to prove myself to people. Nobody believed in me until I had to prove myself to people, besides my mom and my sister and, you know, even close family members. I don't think if I didn't have the support of my mom, I would have made it this far, because, you know, I remember one time I told her, you know, mom, this is just getting way too stressful. I'm going to stop modeling.
Yeah.
And she told me, no, don't do that. And I said, why? And she said, because I know you can do this, and this is something that you love, and I don't want you to give up something that you love and makes you happy. And I know you're capable of doing this. And from that day on, I've just been pushing. You know, like I said, it all just depends on how determined you are. And, you know, since I was a little girl, you know, I started off with these beauty contests. My first, you know, beauty contest I did, my first, I did Miss Africa, Australia. Although I didn't win or anything like that, I still ended up, you know, getting myself signed to an agency. And that's where I just worked hard. I put my mind to it. I had a goal, And I just, for me, it's so much about setting yourself goals, just having goals and determination and dedication and just putting in your 100% in everything you do, whether you fail. Now, I've failed numerous times, you know, that this success didn't all just, it wasn't all given to me. I had to work really hard, and I'm still working hard, you know. I'm getting to where I want to be. I'm not exactly there yet, but I'm getting there.
How proud are you about Australia?
I'm very proud to be in Australia. Although there is racism and all of these things everywhere, there's racism everywhere in the world. But I'm proud that I'm in a country. They're becoming more open-minded about, you know, and they're becoming more diverse. And now, you know, I get told a lot that I have opened doors for a lot of, you know, black girls. Now more agencies are starting to sign, you know, Sudanese girls, because I was the first Sudanese girl to be signed to the agency that I am currently with right now. And as we speak right now, there is 4 Sudanese girls, and I was the very first one. You know, I get told all the time, even people overseas say, oh, you know, we've seen a lot of change in Australia, and it has a lot to do with, you know, Adut and her, you know, and the way she's going right now.
So the Australia...
So it makes me very, very proud that even people around the world or people overseas can recognize, you know, what I'm doing is actually, you know, opening doors for other black girls or Sudanese girls that want to be in the same field as me.
So if you are overseas, do you feel that you are more Australians and you are proud to be Australian, whether you are in Europe and you are in America, or what do you tell them about Australia?
Of course. I tell them that, you know, hadn't I come to, you know, I don't think I would have gotten the opportunity to even do what I am doing today. You know, so I'm very proud that, and I'm so grateful that, you know, my mum brought us here, and, you know, so that we came for education. I came and got this out of this, you know, I came and started a career out of this as well. So that makes me very proud. When people ask me, you know, where are you from? I say, you know, I'm proudly from Australia. I am South Sudanese, but I am an Australian citizen. You know, Australia has been home for me for the last, you know, pretty much most of my life I've been living here. No matter what, you know, South Sudan will always be home, like, you know, number one home at the end of the day.
But you were born outside South Sudan, is it?
Yep. I was born in Kakuma.
So you are proud of the country that you have never been to? Only ancestors and grandma and mom was born there.
Yes. I mean, I definitely, one of my goals after I finish year 12 is to go and, you know, go back and visit. And this time I would definitely love to go to South Sudan. I am, you know, like you said, I am proud of a country that I have never been to, but I am proud of, you know, my people and we are doing.